John Agresto has just left Baghdad. He's the former president of St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he just spent 9 months as the Coalition Provisional Authority's senior advisor to the Iraqi Ministry of Higher Education. His job? To help rebuild the country's university system.
Saddam pretty much broke the back of higher education in Iraq. All education, not just higher education. The universities were starved for knowledge. Professors, unless they were Ba'ath Party members, rarely would travel. So few books came into the country, it was amazing. The University of Basra Law School, for the last 15 years, the figure I heard was that their annual acquisition rate of law texts was 8 books a year.
8 books a year.
8 books a year.
You were able to visit some of these universities?
I visited almost all the universities. There are 20 universities, 43 technical colleges and institutes like our vocational schools. And some of them were getting back on their feet. Some of them are still struggling. Not only did Saddam hurt them, the sanctions hurt quite a bit. And the looting that followed the war, although not the war itself, computers to fans to air conditioners to the wiring in the walls in many places were taken.
I wonder if there's one image from one of those visits that stands out in your mind as you think back.
One image is going to the veterinary medicine school at the University of Baghdad, and the laboratory was, part of it wasn't looted, and they were so proud of this, and they brought me into the laboratory. And there, lined up on all the shelves, were all these bottles, all beautifully labeled, and I picked every one of them up, and there was nothing in the bottles. And I pulled one bottle off the shelf that had just a little bit of sort of sludgy residue at the bottom, and it said on the side of the bottle in a blue label, expires June 1980.
And this is what had survived?
This is what had survived.
When you went to Baghdad back in September with the idea that you would try to get this system back on its feet, you immediately faced some financial hurdles, as I understand it. Describe what you were asking for in terms of funding and what you ended up with.
The CPA made what seemed to be an intelligent decision that funding for things such as education, higher education, culture, youth and sports, rather than take money out of the supplemental budgets Congress was passing, we could rely on the international community. So we did needs assessments, we visited the universities, and we then finally went to Madrid to the donors conference. And the international community seemed very willing to help. By my calculation, I think somewhere over $400 million was pledged for higher education. What we didn't calculate on was how long and how difficult it is to go from international pledges to money in the pocket. As of yet, we have seen very little of that international money. We've gotten some congressional support. We got about $20 million from USAID. We got $8 million from Congress. And we've gotten some assistance from some foreign governments directly, but we haven't seen the kind of money that they've seen in security or electricity or oil.
What can you point to from your time in Iraq that you would consider to be a success?
Oh, any number of things. The thing we wanted to do most was to reinvigorate the intellectual life of Iraq. We've basically recomputerized the universities. We've given them the encouragement as well as the authority and the right to travel everywhere. We've reestablished the Fulbright program, so we're sending Iraqi students here. We've basically opened the doors and windows of Iraq to the outside world, which is exactly what they wanted to have done.
On a basic level, though, if I'm a student, say, at a university in Baghdad or Hilla, do I have a desk? Do I have textbooks that are up to date? Do I have a computer that works? Do I have a lab that has bottles in it that actually have chemicals in them now?
Some of this you have, and some of it you are getting. The labs will be rebuilt by the time they come back in September. You have desks. You may have to share a desk, or you may have to share a bench with somebody else, but those things are moving ahead. Again, not as fast as anybody wanted, because money was tight. We've secured the universities with protective services. We've paid these services. We've paid the professors better. And so, no, it's a better place by far, incredibly better place by far to be in Iraq now than it ever was before.
John Agresto, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
John Agresto, one-time acting head of the National Endowment for the Humanities, has just wrapped up his work in Iraq as the U.S. authorities' senior advisor to the Iraqi Ministry of Higher Education.